Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, well. Good brunch morning, I guess. It would be brunch now. Not afternoon, but not quite morning. So we'll see how long this lasts. I'm only doing a 15-minute broadcast anyway. Lots of things going on. I went ahead and did my homework first. So basically what I'm going to be doing is there's going to be a lot of people right now that are going through a lot of hard times, depression, sadness, if you're feeling a little off. Old episodes returning from your past. No worries. It's just part of the game. Lots of planets are in retrograde. Certain planets have aligned. We had some spectacular universal happenings. Special little things going on. Most of you probably don't even understand what I'm saying, but it has a lot to do with the way that us people react. You are part of the universe. The universe is part of you. So, that being said, now, what I'm doing today you know me, I'm always smoking. Bad habit, I guess, but I don't see any children watching me. And if you're watching me, you probably shouldn't be. If you're a child, you know. Excuse my terrible morning face. I'm an ugly person in the morning. No, my voice isn't any better. So, after much frustration and annoyance, here we are. Here we are. This is my personal deck that I resonate with the most. We'll try out the other deck next time. What I'm basically going to be doing is the signs that are mostly affected for this month. Cancer, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Venus. Yeah, Venus goes with Libra, Virgo. All of your later months right now are having a thing. If you're an Aries, and if you're a Sagittarius, you're going to be seeing financial things coming to fruition. If you're someone like me, Libra, if you're a Libran, then you're going to have lots of dark little episodes of the past coming up. Cancer people, it is still your month, it is your time, and you guys are just an emotional roller coaster anyway. So nothing's really changed for you, just more dramatic. I'm just going to be pulling three cards on where everyone's going to be right now, putting my intentions in. All right, everything seems to be in working order. And there's my kid trying to get in the room. Oh my God. Could this be any more worse today? Thanks, Mom, for helping me out. Don't come in here and mess with stuff. Just be good. Anyway, my kid's in the room, so it's probably going to add more energy. She's a Cancer, so who knows what it will bring. Either way, here we go. For those of you that don't know, my daughter's autistic, so telling her no, stopping her from coming in this room, making her leave me alone at any point in time doesn't work. She just screams and cries. That's what she does. And she won't stop. If she hears a door shut, forget about it. So there is no really controlling her at all whatsoever. if you're going to leave, you need to take your monster with you. If you're going to interrupt my show. Just leave the door open because she's going to come to the door and cry again and try and get in. And I'm trying to do this. Don't shut the door. Here we go. First card we have drawn is Justice, and that's going to be the foundation. Actually, it's Judgment, so, excuse me, not Justice, Judgment, which is way worse than Justice right now. If you get Justice and that is your foundation, then you're definitely getting your just desserts. Now, when it comes to Judgment, right now, the foundation is your Judgment. So, basically, what that is the universe is passing down all said karmic dealings, kind of like a judge hitting his gavel on the chamber. What is that called? What is it? A desk? Chamber desk? I don't know what that little thing is to do. Like that. Basically, right now it's tea time on the universe deciding who gets what goes where, and who's the who. Across that, we have the Nine of Swords, which is really self-tormenting. This is like bad dreams, bad memories, almost self-sabotage. That's more of the Eight of Swords, where it's more about sabotaging yourself. This is more or less facing your demons. I'm going to pick up this card so you can see it. You can see the picture. You can see that she's sort of facing a demon. And that goes with Judgment. So we're going down the right track since we have that as the foundation and what is crossing it. So what crosses the foundation is sort of like a block or like a test, I guess you could say. So what's blocking Judgment? So maybe this is oneself, a perception of oneself, the perception of whatever you perceive things to be. That's where this is going. So if you're having issues, you don't know what to do, or something from the past is coming and you haven't let go of it, you're torturing yourself, basically. So, and just so you know, I don't have a spread that I actually pick out before I do this. I just basically let the cards decide. So, it's interesting how it's going this way, since this is what the segment I'm doing it on. So, we have that. Now, in the recent past, so we're going to go a little bit back. Let's see how far back. I have no idea. The Knight of Swords. So apparently what Swords is about, it's about mental happenings. Either you're being cautious or you're deciding. That's what the Swords do. They are the mental state of oneself. So we have a lot of Swords so far. Now the Judgment card is a major arcana, and that is what is to be, and that's no matter what you do. The choice cards will be 1 through 10, and then your court cards are personalities or persons. Could be yourself or someone in your life, and that was it represents the Knight of Swords. Now, if you could see this card, the Knight of Swords, you can see him. He is slaying. He is on a horse, and he is slaying. Now, this could be many things, but this is a state of mind. So when it happens with these three, it's basically, he's once again, he's in battle. He's slaying what looks like to be a demon or the undead. So again, we're talking about slaying the old, and that's what this month is about. So again, heading in the right direction. So we're going to delve into the right now. Wow, we got the Strength card. Normally, let's try and make it to where. There we go, the Strength card. Usually that's someone strangling a jaguar or a cheetah or a lion. It's another arcana card, and on this deck it's number 11. That's not exactly right. It's supposed to be number 8, and Justice is 11. That's the one thing I hate about these cards is whoever designed them made them differently. It still means the same. So again, on the same path when it comes to mental stability and strength, one needs to be able, you just gotta try and stay strong during the depression and the darkness that comes over you. This too shall pass, like I always say. So far, these cards are getting pretty heavy. If you're listening and you have a heavy weight on you, that's normal right now. You're going to feel that. Just understand that you need to make peace with yourself and your past for it to come off. So, hi, Matilda, coming back in to visit. If you get up here, you can't touch the cards, okay? Sorry, guys. She's her own woman, not control. As long as you stay away from that light bulb, we're fine. All right, so we went into the past, we went into the now. Let's go into the future, which is what I'm going to put above. And we have the King of Wands. Now, Wands is more about action. And basically, it's the doing card. It's about getting the job done. Here, if you can see, card, he's sitting on a throne. He has some what Sean B likes to call concubines. So those are his slaves, women. So basically, it's saying you're about to be surprisingly successful in navigating an extremely complex situation as you strive trying to meet your long-term goal. Use your intuition to and treat others royally. If you want cooperation on professional projects or personal projects or anything, you're going to have to give a little bit more. Just be a little nicer, I guess, is what it's saying. Try and remember, you can get more with honey than you do with vinegar. Now, this is an action card. Again, it's a court card, but it is an action card. So it's definitely something that one needs to do. When you have wands, that is taking the action. When you have swords, that is thinking and handling said actions. So now we did past, present, future. Now we have your foundation, that's judgment, and we have the blockage, and that is self-reflection, not quite sabotaging, but I mean, still the same difference. It's torturing yourself, late nights, not being able to sleep. I myself, I'm not able to sleep, but it's not because I'm tormented by things I've done in the past. I've made mistakes in my life. I'm not a perfect person, but I, too, go through those moments of darkness. But that's not why I can't sleep. I can't sleep because the way my country's going politically, there's a rapist in office, yada, yada. It bothers me. Kids are in cages. I'm sorry to bring that up, but that's why I can't sleep. Now, if anybody else has that problem, join me on Wednesday to talk about it. I think on Monday we're going to do a special segment, but I'll tell you guys about that to you later. As far as this goes, basically, and it has... Oh, perfect. We did a perfect 15-minute segment. So basically, what the cards have to say is if you're going through something, if you can't sleep, if you can't think, you can't deal, if it's not going well for you at home or work, just remember, just kind of change your perception about things, that it's you, only you can stop yourself. You can't allow others to do that. Yeah, other people can stop you, but every action has a reaction, and you can control the way you react to things. You can't control things that happen, but you can control your reaction. So basically, try and look into yourself, take a breath, start over, and just remember, I can tell you from firsthand experience, if you fail, there will be a time where you will eventually succeed. So don't lose faith in yourself, whoever it is that you give your prayers to or whatever. Keep doing that. It is working. Remember that it gets hard before it gets easy. So that being said, finally we were able to do this. Thanks for sticking with me. If you've just joined in, go ahead and hit up my radio show and you can listen. I'm sure everyone will be able to watch this. I'm going to try and get this into my YouTube. And that's the tea for the day as far as spirituality and tarot. Thanks for listening, guys. This is Zen Writer signing out.